Friday evening, getting ready for a...
I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Councilmember Stout has been excused.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have no appointments, announcements, proclamations, or presentations. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Do we have a motion for the consent agenda?
I move we, we accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So it's now time for public comments. If you wish to address council, please come up to the podium and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Jenna Kaluza here on behalf of Ten Trails. Wanted to mention to you all that we have Hometown Social this Friday. I want to make sure everybody's invited and that you're letting the community members know it's 6 to 9. Andy's still working through some permitting, but we're really excited to get going. And first 100 people, I believe, get food truck vouchers. So let your neighbors know and make sure kiddos come. There's going to be, I think, bounce houses, I mean, name it. So it'll be really fun. So, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other public comments? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. We have no public hearings, unfinished business. New business is a resolution adopting the planning calendar for the 2018 budget process. Ms. Miller.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. In Washington State, there are many deadlines for the budget process. They're very specific. Some work out to be on our council dates, and sometimes the dates like the first Monday in December has to be a special meeting date. And we found last year that it was helpful to go ahead and outline what all those dates are in the RCWs for the budget, the different budget workshops and the public hearings, and then everything that leads up to the budget adoption. And so tonight you have before you Resolution 18-1253 that kind of spells out those specific dates per RCW 35A.33, and I think it's helpful to really be able to put all those on your calendars, know when they are, and for the public also to know when the specific dates are. They can look forward to the different budget steps. So with that, I recommend approval.
Do we have any questions?
So I make a motion to adopt Resolution Number 18-1253, adopting the 2019 budget planning process and calendar.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So next on the agenda is department reports. Chief Barlow, let you go first.
Hey, I think we need to slow this meeting down a little bit. It's not even five after seven yet.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Last time I was up, I talked a bit about our volunteer program. And since we are a combination department, we also have a career side. Many of you probably remember the article that ran here a month or so ago where a couple of our off-duty career members went out and did the community service over at the senior center. And they have a group of them who have taken on many other projects in the broader community over the fire district area as well when they have seen items that appreciate the recognition, even though they're specifically asking that they not be recognized for it. I think it's important that the community comes together, and I'm proud of our firefighters who individually step up to play an active part. One of our firefighters turned in his resignation the other day, 21 years, Lieutenant Darrell Iverson. So here over the next couple of months, we'll be starting the process to backfill his position, and there'll be a couple of promotions here over the next month or two. We'll see some activity that we don't get to see very often. Hiring and promotions are pretty few and far between. We went for about 10 years without any promotions because of the Lee Hill annexation when Auburn annexed Lee Hill. So we'll be doing those things. In the way of calls, I will just mention that we're noticing that the undergrowth is very dry, that we're urging caution. There have been a couple of incidents out in the district, not in the city, thank goodness, but where the undergrowth has ignited and moved rapidly, and we've been fortunate enough to have stopped those, but we're publicly urging folks to be extremely cautious with any kind of outdoor burning, including the torches to burn the weeds. Mm-hmm. Questions, I'll entertain those. Otherwise, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
Mr. Chief, Williams.
One thing, can you let us know, do you guys have a promotion ceremony?
We don't have a formal promotion ceremony, but we will send out an invitation.
Okay.
When we call him in for our board meeting. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Williamson.
You missed her.
No. No, we don't do that anymore.
Did that just jump out?
Did you actually say that? Sorry.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay. I needed something to read.
Oh, looks like fun.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, council members. What you have in front of you tonight is the next one of, like I warned you earlier this year, many plats coming before you. This is the 10 Trails Phase 1A Division 2 final plat. The reason why I'm addressing you tonight through our department report is it's still a process going under work, so I didn't have enough time to get it formally put through with the changing of the council dates to meet the clerk's requirement. So this is just me giving you an update on it. This is me explaining to you that we would like you to pass this on July 19th. So that's 3 weeks away. So I'm giving it to you enough time for you to, you know, come into my office, have discussions with me or any other staff members. Kenya Neeson is well abreast of this. Yes, these don't, come out of, these do come out of a lot of hard work, all parts, legal review, all the requirements. This is, I will tell you, still a working document. There are a couple of things that we just need in the back. You'll notice there is, but the Mountain View Fire did come by today and did look at it, and they are agreeable to the plat. We still need something from a couple of this, the transportation engineer, various Dan Urban, who's already deeply involved in this. You'll see he already signed our staff report. I just didn't have time to get the official letter. So those, it's an ongoing piece of work, but the idea to bring to you tonight was to get it into your hands, let you look at it, let you either come into the office and we can have discussions one-on-one, or if you wanted to go out and look at the site and we can show you the site to give it to you in that time. Because we do have a legal requirement of so many days to do our review.
Right.
And with the changing and then missing the 4th of July, we'd really like to see action on July 19th, if possible. Mm-hmm. Your actions at that point were hopefully is to approve what it is to approve or deny is an action you could take. We're hopefully not getting down that path. That's not where we go to.
We don't want
to
do that.
But it just gets in your hands instead of, the other ways that we had done before. this one came in, I will tell you, in much better shape than the last one. This was a much easier review for staff because every city does a little bit different. Every staff wants certain things done. After we've done a couple of them with the folks from Oak Point, it's now they understand what we want, they understand what our attorneys want, they understand what the fire department wants, what all the... So it becomes a much easier document. The first one, the heavy lift, was because regional infrastructure, lift stations, all those things, that's all built now. We are just connecting onto that backbone system that was built so robust to take all the other development as we bring through. So this is, well, you'll if you go to the hometown hoedown, whatever it's called, hometown, so it's not hoedown. So,
I think it said, I think it has beer too.
I think it's barbecue.
Yeah, there's
beer. Barbecue and beer.
You'll be actually to walk around this plaque. So look at this, and you'll be actually, it's that's right where the hole is. So roads have all been done, everything in really good shape. So here's your maps, here's your information. I will be out this Wednesday and Thursday, and then I will be in my office, though, up until the week where this gets adopted, and David and Hannah will bring it before you, because I will be on vacation.
What time on Thursday are you going to be out there?
I'm sorry, what?
He's
out of the office.
You're gone. Oh, you're going to be Thursday out there for Thursday.
But I'm coming back for the,
okay, the party.
Together.
Oh, you are going to be there on Friday night?
I will. Yeah,
oh,
I'll be
okay
on Friday night.
Good.
But the, and then that week just before this, David has you know, agreed to bring this across the goal line for me. But if you have any questions, please, you know, get a hold of me, you know, and we can work through that. So thank
great
you.
Thank you. No, it's a do to do.
Thank you. Well, you guys have a little homework to do now.
That's right.
A little.
So,
more things to read on the bus.
Yeah.
There you go.
I
don't think that'd be hard to.
So, for the mayor's report, I attended Ken's retirement party on 6/12, and then we rescheduled our meeting from last week to tonight because Janie and I were both going to be absent. And we have actually canceled the meeting on the 5th since it's the day after the 4th, and we don't usually do that, but like Maple Valley, they don't have any meetings in July, so we just decided that we could cancel a meeting because we're going to have a lot of extra meetings for our budget and our capital improvement plan. So, council reports, council member, let's see. Oglesby, have you gone first yet?
I can today.
Okay. Trying to keep track.
That, great job. On the 13th of this month, I attended the Black Diamond Labor Days meeting. And then I attended just last Friday, the Black Diamond Community Center Luau with Miss Tammy here. We had a great time. I volunteered there by selling raffle tickets and helping Cheryl there. So it's something I really look forward to every single year. Upcoming events, we have Miner's Day July 7th at the museum. Make sure you come. There'll be lots of fun things to see, lots of acting and just great community involvement on July 7th. And then just for people that want to get more involved, another Black Diamond Labor Days meeting is coming up again this week, Wednesday, June 27th at 6:30 at the bakery. And that's all I have.
Councilmember Dee Dee.
Okay, so I attended the Umpqua High School graduation as a council member and as the fact that my daughter graduated, so I'm done.
Yay.
With high school, Umpqua, off to colleges. I attended the Father's Day luncheon, the community center, Luau. I apologize to the mayor and Janie. I missed the skateboard and the public issues meeting. I think Erin was going to go to the skateboard, but I'm not sure. I didn't touch base with her. The other thing, Melissa and I are on the safety committee, and during one of our meetings, probably over 2 months ago, maybe even a little bit longer, the police department has had some concerns about people living or camping on city right-of-ways, on city property, so like if you could imagine, in front of the bakery, that whole block. I mean, we don't have any ordinances in the city code, so we need that. Brenda, our city clerk, has phone calls into the city of Maple Valley and Covington because they did pass this last year ordinances on these issues that help their police department. So she's getting that information for us. So she'll email all of that to us. I think everybody got the email that Larry, the commander, had sent. And Brenda will send that out as well in another packet. So Melissa and I are asking that on July 19th, we have a work study an hour before our council meeting, since we're all coming anyways that night. Maybe just push it an hour ahead, and we come then and we sit down and discuss issues, and maybe we can get Barbara Kincaid and Chief Kiblinger or Commander Colagiovanni to attend and sit down and go through all the issues and then go from there, see where we go from there. So just kind of like a consensus that we could do a meeting on July 19th.
I can do it. I might be a little bit late. My bus doesn't get here till like right at 6 or so.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay. July 19th.
Great. Are you done, Tammy?
Yes.
Councilmember Wisnowski.
I haven't had any meetings. I had my daughter's birthday party and / Father's Day / my birthday. And then last weekend I went camping. But
nice.
I'm going to try to get to the what did you call it, a hometown hoedown?
Yeah.
Hometown social.
That's what you
I have to say, I've seen it all over Facebook, so good job. But I will attempt to get to that, so probably bring the kids. You said bounce house, so my 5-year-old will love it. So.
Councilmember Edelman.
Oh, I went to the Boots and Badges basketball game, and unfortunately, for the first time, the fire department won.
Yay.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great cause. Is it Little Jack? Had a terrific time, and it's really nice when you see Sergeant Lynch, who really wears his heart on his sleeve. He may be a big burly guy, but there's a marshmallow underneath there. He really likes that. And then today we had a public works meeting just to keep us updated on what's going on with the Roberts Drive TIB information. So other than that, I was lazing around up in Alaska and enjoying the sights and sounds and food. It was great. We had a great cruise.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I forgot two things. So Boots and Badges, okay. I attended, but I also attended DARE graduation.
Oh. Yeah, we missed that.
And that was, if you've never been, highly suggest you go next year, watch those kiddos graduate from the DARE program. Mm-hmm. Officer Lynch puts his heart and soul, both of these, the Boots and Badges, Chief for a Day. Mm-hmm. It's pretty emotional for him. Mm-hmm. And then seeing all these kiddos he spends 12 weeks with graduates, also emotional for him. So he's finally relaxing after all that. But it's a good program to watch and to support the DARE program and, of course, the Boots and Badges.
So do we have an attorney report?
We do not.
So it's time for a second public comments. Anybody wishing to come up and address council, please state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Mr. Williamson.
Is there anybody in the room who wishes to speak?
Andy Williamson, Box Drive, Blackstone, Washington. I really encourage you and give you credit for Tammy and for Melissa to deal with the right-of-way issue. I think that is going to be a growing concern here in the city. I think one of the components that you got to make sure that you include in that would be Seth Botcher, because the majority of the right-of-ways and are controlled by the Public Works Department. Mm-hmm. So if we have those situations, infrastructure that either needs to get repaired or infrastructure that could be damaged from people who
are camping are working on the right-of-ways is really super important, so I'd encourage you to make sure that. But I applaud you for dealing with that issue. So thank you. We look forward to working with you.
Yep. Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Gary?
Okay, Gary Davis, Black Diamond. This is in regards to the establishing city code for controlling the right-of-ways, particularly camping. Sometimes when municipalities do this, they think of the right-of-ways of what everybody thinks of right-of-ways and don't necessarily do a comprehensive look at any city properties that might be getting improperly used by anyone, not just camping, but perhaps someone living adjacent to a piece of city property making use of it. And please think this through so that you've got some clear statutes so that we can be proactive and hopefully discourage anyone from attempting to camping or anything. Because if they don't ever start it, they don't ever use to get away with it, maybe we won't have the same problem some of the other municipalities in Western Washington, particularly have had. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comments. We do not have an executive session, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.